workers in overcrowded facilities with limited legal recourse. 3. Legal challenges to crimmigration. Courts around the world have heard cases challenging the criminalization of migration and the conditions of detention centers. In the U.S., Padilla v. Kentucky, 2010, found that criminal defense attorneys must inform their clients about the immigration consequences of guilty pleas, recognizing the intersection between criminal law and immigration consequences. Similarly, in R. on the application of H.A. v. Secretary of State for the Home Department, 2009, the UK courts ruled that detention of asylum seekers must be justified by the necessity of the situation and cannot be arbitrary. In conclusion, crimmigration is an evolving legal concept that has deep roots in national immigration policies, criminal law, and global migration trends. The increasing criminalization of migrants and the expansion of detention centers reflect broader geopolitical, economic, and social forces that shape migration today. Legal systems worldwide have become increasingly involved in the enforcement of immigration laws, and the trend of crimmigration is likely to continue to evolve, with significant consequences for both migrants and legal practitioners.
Part 5. Crimmigration in the context of modern slavery. Crimmigration, a portmanteau of criminal law and immigration law, describes the increasingly blurred boundaries between immigration enforcement and criminal justice systems. This intersection has become particularly concerning in the context of modern slavery. As global migration flows intensify and borders tighten, migrant populations, especially undocumented ones, face a heightened risk of forced labor, trafficking, and abuse. This document explores the phenomenon of crimmigration within the legal frameworks addressing modern slavery, investigates how immigration policies can facilitate forced labor, and presents real-life examples of migrant workers subjected to slavery-like conditions. Modern slavery is an umbrella term encompassing practices such as human trafficking, forced labor, debt bondage, child labor, and other forms of coercive forced labor. The term captures contemporary manifestations of slavery-like practices despite the formal abolition of slavery in international law. International legal frameworks. The Palermo Protocol, 2000, supplementing the UN Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime, this protocol defines and addresses human trafficking. ILO Forced Labor Conventions, the International Labor Organization's 1930, number 29, and 1957, number 105, conventions provide standards against forced labor. UN Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights, these emphasize state and corporate responsibility to prevent human rights abuses. Domestic legal frameworks. Each jurisdiction has unique statutes. For example, United Kingdom, Modern Slavery Act 2015. United States, Trafficking Victims Protection Act, TVPA, 2000. Australia, Modern Slavery Act 2018. These laws criminalize modern slavery practices and establish protective mechanisms for victims. Historically, immigration law operated in administrative domains, while criminal law dealt with offenses against the state or public. The 9/11 attacks triggered a shift in many Western states, which began to treat immigration violations as criminal matters. Historically, immigration law operated in administrative